With a waitress, the way I always do. How was I to know she was with the Russians too? The beauty of the late great Warren Zevon is like the late great Prince. He had a song for everything. No matter what the story was, you could find a Warren Zevon song to fit almost any narrative. Mike Monaco, the official legal analyst of the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis, unpaid position, is joining us right now.
Hello, Ro. Hi, Anna. That song did sound awfully appropriate.
Yes.
It was perfect.
Russian tune. And that's a song that is 40 years old. So that just tells you everything we need to know about what's happening here in the year 2019. Now, I know you are...
You've been busy.
I'm at the airport on my way to Washington, D.C.
Yes, I know you are. You are now the attorney for Michael Cohen. There's a couple of pieces of news about Michael Cohen today. I will mention them. I don't know if you can comment on either of them.
I can comment. Yeah, the judge granted us a 60-day extension of time for him to surrender to begin his prison sentence. So we are all very happy about that.
Mm-hmm. And he was supposed to surrender the first week of March, and obviously now that's been pushed back to the first week of May. So
it's because, in large part, because of his surgery on his shoulder and it's been the much needed therapy that he's receiving right now.
Much needed therapy.
I heard that.
Spoken like a true attorney. And
Your Honor.
Now, do we have this right that he's scheduled to appear next week in Washington, D.C.?
Who told you that, Ro?
I've seen reports.
I'm told that a report is coming out today that he's going to be...
That report is out. That he's going to be speaking in Washington next week. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is true.
Okay. All right. So the question that I guess it will be on the lips here for the people, you've been watching this Andrew McCabe stuff. We had you on Monday to talk about it a little bit, or when it was coming out on Tuesday. When you look at the Andrew McCabe stories that he's telling about what it was like in 2017 right after the firing of James Comey,
right?
And you see all of this, and I want to pull you away now from your representation of Michael Cohen, if I can, for just a second.
Sure.
As you're looking at that, do you, and now with this story that there's going to be the Mueller report, maybe as soon as next week that you're going to have a report by Mueller to the Attorney General, do you think this McCabe or anything else could slow up the process of that, of the Mueller report coming out?
I doubt it's going to. I don't know who the source is of that report. I know CNN is doing it, but I don't know who their source is. I would tend to doubt that it's going to happen next week, just because it seems like they're busy doing other things. But I don't know. We'll see.
That the Mueller, the Office of Special Counsel, is busy doing other things, you think?
Right.
Okay.
Without this delay, Mike, for Michael Cohen in reporting to prison, would he have been able to testify without this?
Well, that would have been tough for us because he would have had to spend this week down in D.C., and then he'd have very little time to go back, see his family, and get things ready. So, you know, once you're going to go, you've got a lot of things to do before you go to prison.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and he has to do a lot of those things, but he's. Thank God we don't have to worry about that. Thank God the judge today granted our motion.
Right. Well,
and there are very few details about so far, other than he is going to be testifying. They put him on the schedule to testify up on Capitol Hill. That's the only story. That's the only thing I've seen. So the question, I suppose, moving forward here, is that if he has things that he's going to say in open, do we know if it's open or closed, or you don't know yet, or we can't talk about that yet?
I think, I'm told that one of the congressional committees will be open.
Okay. Ostensibly, if he is to make news on that, one could assume, you know, or say something that is that changes the narrative here. One would assume that moves along here in a different way. That could affect Mueller. But one of the things that I see here with Mueller is that another story that is being reported today is that from the Office of the Special Counsel are being shipped large boxes of legal files to other districts, other federal districts. The District of Columbia, U.S. Attorney's Office for the District of Columbia, the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of New York. That the idea here is that if there are to be indictments in the aftermath of the Office of Special Counsel's report, Mueller's report, that those indictments will not come from Mueller, they will come from those local U.S. attorney's offices. Does that make sense? Does it seem like the right thing? Former U.S. attorney yourself?
It's possible. I did not hear that story, but it's possible. But it's unlikely that, I mean, certainly Mueller cannot say that another district is going to indict somebody because he doesn't know. I mean, it's up to the other district. Like, it's up to the Southern District if they're going to indict somebody. Mueller cannot tell a district, you know, some other district, just you're going to indict so-and-so on about for these various crimes.
I understand that. But
that district.
But what I'm asking you is if he's sending that, if he's basically referring stuff that he has, that Mueller has already...
That would be consistent with your story, your report, that he's going to have a report that he will finish his work soon. That's true. But I have not heard that.
I love when we talk to Mike and he's actually got a horse in the race, and it's always very halting. It's like every other word,
yeah. Yes.
He has
exactly
to stop and think about what am I saying.
I can tell.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, I mean, I totally understand this, but it is.
Yeah.
I appreciate you being as candid as you are being with us, because I know that you know there's a lot.
Well, my pleasure. And the fact that the judge did rule that way today was very helpful, and that's certainly helpful. And the fact that I believe one of the congressional committees is going to announce today that he's going to be testifying next week. So that's also very helpful. So,
right.
And there's the story about Mueller being done with his report soon. That is totally, I have no idea about that. And as I say, it seems a bit premature, but we'll see.
I don't even know if you can answer this, but does he have a lot more to tell Michael Cohen? Is there a lot more for him that we haven't heard for him to say?
There is some more for him to say, there will be some things that we will not be able to say at the House hearing.
Be more in closed door hearing kind of material.
Yes. So we'll see.
Oh boy.
It'll be supposed to be an interesting week. It reminds me of the time that John Dean testified, actually. When I was working at the U.S. Attorney's Office, John Dean was testifying.
Buckle up.
Buckle up. It's going to be an interesting week.
Okay. Well,
okay.
I thank you, Mike. We
my pleasure.
We appreciate your time. Fly safe. We'll talk to you. You and I maybe we'll set up a golf date in Guantanamo together, Mike. Well,
yeah, exactly. All right.
Thank you.
Nice talking to you.
Thanks,
Anna,
for checking
care.
In.
Please take care of Ro.
I'm trying.
Would you please?
It's hard work, and with you gone, Mike, it doesn't help. It doesn't help.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
All right. You got my phone. Goodbye.
Goodbye. I call him anyway. I don't think I'm okay.
Mike, help me.
All right. So what we just learned there is, which we already knew, that he is going to be testifying
before three congressional committees is what Politico is reporting. So three separate committees.
But you asked the central question, as you always do. I'm the one flitting around all of these different things, nervous, and then you ask the question, will there be some stuff we have not heard before? And Mike Monaco says yes. Michael Cohen will testify to things that they have not heard from before, and there will be things in the closed sessions that of great consequence.
That can only be in the closed sessions, it sounds like. Only be heard in that setting.
Now the problem is that his client, for better or for worse, does have, he's got some veracity issues.
Problem with the truth?
Yeah. So they, you know, whether you take his word for it or whether a prosecutor or these House or Senate committees listen to this and say, you know, this is, you know, oh, well, we stop the presses, stop everything, we're going to go with this. That's still yet to be seen, depending on what it is and what kind of, and in what way that he can prove it up.
When is this going to happen?
Next week.
Next week.
Gee. Next week.
Be very active.
The president's going to be in Vietnam next week.
Mm-hmm.
Finally. And then we are going to have Michael Cohen.
Mm-hmm.
And potentially the delivery of the Mueller report to
the Attorney General. Who will then decide what and what will be released. And we would hear something soon, we would assume.
I'd like to quote Michael Monaco, buckle up!
Oh, boy.
Let's check in and find out what's going on in the roadways right now, Jen.